The Lord bless you, my dear family. Well, it's nice to be able to share a message with you again. I've been working a lot on music, but I'm here right now, and I want to share a word the Lord gave to me about the church. Now, when I say the church, I'm talking about the church the Lord Jesus began with the Holy Spirit's manifestation in 33 AD on Pentecost in the upper room. That is now what is called the Catholic Church. Catholic meaning universal. Please, before you stone me, understand that what the Lord began in Jerusalem in 33 AD looked way different than it appears now in Rome. This week I've encountered some very, very good Catholic priests, exorcists, who was very knowledgeable and compassionate and had a lot of good results. I want to recommend to you the Catholic talk show and the exorcist, Father Carlos Martins, and another show, Chris Stefanik, Stefanik. These are very informative and true to the faith. And Father Ripperger, who is also an exorcist. These priests that I've heard are sincere, experienced, and truly care to teach the faith, even as the Holy Spirit continues to move on. On the other hand, there is some question about the doctrines that endorse what goes against the scriptures, as well as the current leadership, of which Our Lady of Fatima prophesied that Rome would lose the faith. However, the church is so much more than Rome. Many have been called out to adhere to the faith and serve Jesus. We are not part of that system politically, but legitimately in apostolic succession we are. There are moments when I wish we could be. But truly, we've been called out to keep faith. When I came into prayer, the Lord Jesus, knowing my love for his church, spoke to me. He began, "See the value in my church, and do not fall into dismissing all of her. There are yet many good parts who have also been called away to preserve the faith. The problem comes in when the church becomes an idol." "An idol?" I asked. Jesus answered me, "Yes, beloved, an idol. You shall have no other gods before me." In other words, when the church becomes the voice of your conscience and you dismiss the movements of the Holy Spirit in your own life and calling, and you bow to the powers that be, you can grieve the Holy Spirit and lose your place in what I am doing in the last days. People think that the church will save them, but I am the only one who can save them. So they mustn't grieve the Holy Spirit when his leading goes against the leadings of the prelates in charge. In other words, a personal relationship with me comes first. The church is supposed to foster and support that. But when the church does not teach me and makes men live by rules, excluding my personal leading in their conscience, it becomes an idol. Yes, I said the gates of hell will not prevail over my church, but one must have the discernment of the Holy Spirit to know the authentic church and not man's counterfeits. When people live by the rules but neglect their living relationship with me, they begin to idolize the church, thinking they can substitute it for me. This is what the Pharisees did. They knew and practiced the rules but had no relationship with me. Their connection was more political than with Father God or holy. One does not exclude the other until the other violates my heart. If you know me, you know my heart, and another you will not follow, no matter how many certificates they have. Beloved, I know what you are thinking, but consider this. It is the heart of the law that sanctifies, not the letter alone. No book, not even God-breathed scriptures, can replace the act of giving your heart and life to me. The book was written to help you arrive there and stay there. But without the Spirit of God moving inside of you, it is sterile and not bringing about salvation and holiness. Take, for instance, one who follows every precept of the scriptures, but secretly hates his brother. Because of that hatred, he cannot live the spiritual life taught in the scriptures, but is only a clever counterfeit when compared to a simple man who cannot even read, but lives his love for his brother every day. There's no way around it. The heart of the law is love. And those who do not love are not sanctified because they have heartlessly followed all the rules and precepts. Your hearts were made for love. And without love, it is impossible to please me because I first loved you and equipped you to love others. I forgave you and equipped you to forgive others. I pardoned and supplied for your lack. So I expect you to do the very same thing for others. This is where people go wrong. They believe that by following the church blindly, they are covered and approved of by me. That is why I told you that you shall have no other gods beside me. They have made doctrine the very God of their lives without making any effort to know and love me. This is truly idolatry. The best of both worlds is to read and know the scriptures while striving with all your heart to love and know me. To know me is costly. It takes dedicated time and sacrifice. Without knowing me, following rules and formulas is empty lip service. My people, I desire for you to know me, my heart, my ways, my thoughts. I want your heart intertwined with mine. When you act from this place, it is most pleasing to me. I look with wonder on how much you are becoming like me, and I find extreme joy in you.